And now this is a dictation for Judith, J-U-D-I-T-H, Shull, S-H-U-L-L, March 3043, address as a letter to Amy, A-M-E-E, Painter, P as in Paul, A-I-N-T-E-R-N-P, 3864461. Dear Mrs. Painter, follow-up for Mrs. Shull, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit a year ago. No hospital visit, weight appetite is stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, abdominal pain, diarrhea, or bleeding. Recent yeast infection, apparently Diflucan. No infection in the urine, cloudiness, or blood, minor incontinence, no gross edema, numbness, or claudication. This is actually a phone visit, as she couldn't come because of weather condition. A stable dyspnea, no oxygen, no purulent arterial hemoptysis, no chest pain syncope, no orthopnea PND. She is unsteadiness. There has been also high uric acid on allopurinol. She sees Dr. Laynes, L-A-Y-N-E-S, and they are discussing about biological treatment. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the choric lisinopril for her diabetes on Mounjaro and Acarbose, A-C-A-R-B-O-S-E. Weight at home 206 and blood pressure 178.76. She's able to speak in full sentences without gross respiratory distress or expressive aphasia. Chemistry is from February, creatinine 1.45, which is baseline, normal electrolyte acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, liver testing, GFR 36, stage 3B. No evidence of tuberculosis with negative QuantiFERON. Uric acid elevated 8.2. Normal antinuclear antibodies, negative hepatitis B and C. Mild anemia around 12 with a normal white blood cell platelet. Low level albumin in the urine, 67 milligrams per gram without any blood or protein. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3B. Stable, no progression, no dialysis. Associated diabetes and hypertension. Prior right-sided hydronephrosis, prior cystoscopy, with a stenting, present blood pressure well controlled, tolerating lisinopril, other chemistries with kidney disease stable. Come back on the next 6 months, end of dictation.